The Bill Myers Show podcast is sponsored by Clouser Drilling. They've been leading the way in Southern Oregon well drilling for over 50 years. Find out more about them at clouserdrilling.com. The news coming in kind of with a fire hose this morning. It's more than just the debates, that is for sure. A lot of it with the Supreme Court decisions this morning. Supreme Court just amazing. It was a 6-3 decision. And the Supreme Court says that a ban on homeless camping does not violate the Constitution. And that essentially was the ask then of the city of Grants Pass, situation this morning. And joining me with some reaction for this, gosh, we talked with you yesterday at the same time, Richard Emmons of the Oregon Eagle. But this time you're on the board of the Gospel Rescue Mission, and you all had a dog in this fight, didn't you? Welcome back to the show.
Yeah, thanks, Bill. It's great to be back. Yeah, our executive director, Brian Boteller, I mean, he's been fielding calls and interviews from everywhere across the nation for the last, I don't know, at least 6 months. So he's going to get slammed again today.
But, I'm sure.
I've been on the board since the year 2000. It's a long time. The mission has been helping responsible homeless put homelessness behind them to escape homelessness. And, you know, we measure success by having them graduate with a job, and with a place to live, and with a little money in the bank. So if they lose their job, they won't lose where they live because they've got a few months of rent in the bank. The mission was mentioned in the Ninth Circuit, their rulings. It's been deemed a high barrier shelter. And it's really, you know, in certain sense, been mischaracterized. It doesn't count when it comes under the Ninth Circuit.
Yeah, it doesn't count as a homeless shelter because there are actually rules there that you're not allowed to drink and drug and shoot up and do various things. That and the Ninth Circuit said that wasn't right. Right, they couldn't do that.
That's right. That's right. And they, in a sense, they were the ruling the Ninth Circuit did both in the Martin decision, which was out of Boise, and the Grants Pass, you know, homeless class action lawsuit, was that, you know, being homeless was like, you know, apparently like being a drug addict or an alcoholic, that you can't help yourself. Mm-hmm. And at the mission, I mean, we do it all under the Lord. You know, we do it in the name of Jesus Christ. And we really believe that each person is made in the image of God, and that if you have high expectations and you offer a helping hand, that people can escape the misery of homelessness. I mean, the misery of living in a tent in a park in the winter, you know, by giving them a place to stay. And yes, there are rules, but everybody lives under rules. I mean, each of us have to get up in the morning, you know, make our bed, make our breakfast, you know, put our clothes on, go to work or raise the kids, whatever it might be. I mean, we all live under rules. So it's just the mission has a track record of success, but it hasn't come overnight. You know, as I said, we were founded in 1983, and we've learned over the decades what works and what doesn't work.
And I wanted to ask you about this, Richard. Richard Emmons is on the board of the Gospel Rescue Mission. One of the issues which I think has driven a lot of homelessness was an Obama-era rule, which was housing first. The whole idea is that we're not going to deal with homelessness, with drunk and mentally ill or drugged up homelessness. We just got to give them a house first, no matter what that is, and then we'll see if we can deal with the other problem. And this was a principle out of the federal government, and that was pretty much where it was pushing this for many, many years now. The challenge, though, is that people who are still drinking, drugged, addicted, and totally non-functional, giving them a house is not going to help them be functional. Is that kind of the way that the Gospel Rescue Mission tended to look at this?
Yeah, absolutely, because, I mean, just for all the listeners out there, you know, those of you that have a job, I know some are retired, but if you lost your job today, would you lose your house today? No, you'd be able to, you'd have a place to live. Or you could have friends or family that could take you in. You know, when people's homes burned down, you know, a few years ago during the arson fires, that those people didn't flood the mission. You know, they had a little money in the bank, had family and friends. And so many homeless people, they're homeless not because they don't have a house, but it's because you know, they burn all their bridges, and they're not responsible, you know, with what they have, and they're not, and sadly, they like being on drugs. You know, it's
you have to get to the point where you love being off drugs more than you hate perhaps being homeless, I guess.
No, you're absolutely right. There's the pain of withdrawal is so high that the future reward of a better life has to be greater than the immediate pain of getting off the drugs and the alcohol. And that's a mission, you know, the tobacco. I mean, I talked to he's in the HVAC. He's been in the HVAC field for, you know, like 40 years, and he smokes like 3 packs a day. And he figured out that over the years, he's spent about $290,000 on cigarettes.
Wow. And even more now when you're looking at like 10 bucks a pack, the way it is these days.
No, are you kidding me? That's probably generic cigarettes. He says Pall Mall is like $16 a pack. You know, so it's the idea that we're helping these people to get their financial life in order. You know, so, I mean, literally, they're homeless, formerly homeless people that live at the mission, that have a job, that have a budget, and they do better than the federal government. It's not only a balanced budget, but they actually put money in the bank. They pay off their old debts. We help to prepare them for getting back into the community. And the Gospel Rescue Mission here in Grants Pass, I mean, we've tracked people. We know how much they add to the local economy because they're out working, earning a living, and, you know, paying taxes. They're contributing back into the community. And this notion that all we need to do is to build a homeless shelter and just like a boarding, you know, room facility, just let them come in and just exist. It's like an opium den in China where they were just zoned out all day long. It's no way to live. We wouldn't want, you know, our worst enemies to live like that on a day in and day out basis. But yet that seems to be the approach here in Oregon. And thankfully, the city of Grants Pass is out from this weight that it's been carrying since 2018. I mean, it took 6 years to get to this point. And now that, you know, the city council and the mayor, they can, you know, they can look at Oregon law because Oregon's passed a law in 2021. So, you know, they have to work through that. But as the Supreme Court ruling, I've 74 pages, I've read the first 18 pages before we got on the phone right now. But, you know, Justice Gorsuch, who wrote the opinion, he just says homelessness has many causes and it's very complex. And cities and states should have the flexibility to come up with a solution that works in their area.
Interesting.
He really hit the nail on the head. And then when they talk about cruel and unusual, you know, listeners that remember the movie Braveheart, this is a spoiler alert, but at the end of the movie, I mean, he was like his guts were cut out. He was drawn and quartered. They literally, you know, it wasn't just the death penalty. It was that they didn't just hang him. It was cruel. It was intended to add to it. And that's what cruel means, and cruel and unusual, because when the United States was formed and we had the Eighth Amendment, it was to prevent that type of death penalty abuse that goes beyond just simply, you know, capital punishment. And the unusual part means that it hasn't been done in many, many, many years. So if we brought back, you know, drawing and quartering or even hanging somebody at the town square, that might be considered unusual because it hasn't been done in 100 years or 150 years. But to apply cruel and unusual to having cities say, no one can sleep overnight in our parks. And that's what the ruling points out. It doesn't matter if you're a college, you got kicked out of your dorm, you just want to sleep in a tent in a park or in the lawn in front of the city hall, or if you're homeless, or if you're just a backpacker traveling through the United States, you can't set up your tent anywhere you want. And that's what this ruling points out. And that's, you know, that's why it's a really good ruling in many ways. And the ruling also points out it had an exceptionally large number of support offered by the League of Cities in the United States, which represents 19,000 cities and, you know, hundreds of cities across the United States. It's made homelessness, It's made worse. It's made, you know, treating addiction worse. It's made it worse for families. It's made it, you know, worse for everybody, basically. And thankfully, the Supreme Court, by a 6-3 ruling, overturned it.
Richard Emmons on the board of the Gospel Rescue Mission. Richard, I wanted to touch on what Administrator Jordan, Danny Jordan, said from Jackson County. And he was remarking to me that the impacts in Oregon of the Grants Pass lawsuit, the Grants Pass winning at the Supreme Court, might be a little tougher to determine because the state legislature has passed many state laws. Is that what are those laws that were passed back in 2021? Can you explain some of what you had just mentioned a moment ago that we're going to have to work through in order to come up with a good homelessness policy?
Yeah, those laws were allowed for objectively reasonable time, place, and manner limits on sitting, lying, or sleeping outside.
Okay.
So, you know, so that's, and they passed it in 2021. They gave the cities 2 years to implement them. You might remember a year ago at this time, Boatneck was closed, the park was closed, Riverside Park was closed for a month. And on June 21st, they had a city council meeting. There were 150 people showing up, you know, a couple hours of public comment. And at the end of that, they passed ordinances that related the time, the place, and the manner limits. So again, it's going to take more work in Oregon. You know, and this, let me put on my Oregon Eagle hat. It's when the people show up and speak up with their legislators and in Salem and in their local cities and just say that, you know, they want their parks back and that they really want, you know, ordinances passed that protect the parks for all people, all citizens in a community, the families with the children and so forth. And that the homeless, and especially the drug addicts, that, you know, from anecdotal evidence, are the vast majority of homeless people in the parks, living in a tent, have some drug problem. But that's what, you know, the work is still ahead of us. I mean, the state legislature has been under the control of, you know, the governorship for 35 years and the state legislature for about 20 years. And they passed a lot of bad bills. So it doesn't happen overnight. This case took 6 years to get through the system. It might take 6 years to get a majority in both houses of the state legislature and a new governor. But we need to start now, I believe, and let our legislators know how we feel about this. And the police, you know, they need to be unshackled in if any regard that they can be given, you know, more power, not to abuse those homeless people, but when people are bathing in the Rogue River and doing drugs and selling drugs openly in, you know, Riverside Park, that's just got to stop. And, you know, there's a group called Park Watch and they go through the parks and they take pictures and they show what's going on. And I just think, you know, again, the people need to speak up and lean a little bit more on our city council, our district attorney, and so forth, so that the sheriff and the police, they make the arrests. And I'm talking about crimes. I'm not talking about sleeping in the park. Mm-hmm. Not to confuse things, but they, you know, people that are selling drugs, if it's illegal, if they're selling drugs to minors, that's illegal, and those people need to be prosecuted, you know, by the district attorney, you know, in a court of law, and they should be imprisoned. I mean, there should be a penalty for doing drugs and hurting other people. And the debate needs to happen as to what limit the freedom to hurt yourself using drugs. You know, when does that impede on the public's right and expectation that they can use their parks?
Well, and also the health and safety and welfare of the general community. And that has been taken out of contention for a long time. It's like we weren't supposed to even worry about that. It was only, well, just so we understand, though, in this ruling that we're talking about with Richard Emmons, who is on the board of the Gospel Rescue Mission, the court ultimately ruled that being homeless is not a status, is not a protected status, that involves the Eighth Amendment's prohibition on cruel and unusual punishment. So being homeless doesn't mean that anything we do with you to have you not sleep a certain place is somehow cruel and unusual. It says, nope, that's not the case at all. And it's not saying that people can abuse the homeless. That's not what it said either. But this idea that we were supposed to be tiptoeing on eggshells is over, at least according to the federal courts, right? That's our bottom line here so far.
Yes, that's the bottom line. And I think it just helps to change the, you know, the narrative or the overall public opinion that, I mean, common sense, just we see the disaster of homelessness, you know, through Los Angeles and San Francisco, Seattle, Portland, and in our own backyards, that, you go to the coast, it's beautiful. You know, we love going to the coast here in the hot summer months for a weekend and things. But when you see, you know, beat up old RVs pulled off at the lookover, so you're supposed to be able to look at the Pacific Ocean, and you just have all these old beat up RVs and campers and things like that, that's just got to be turned around. I mean, that they're impinging. That's like eye pollution.
All right. Let me ask an opinion. I know none of us are lawyers here, but you, of course, and your group has been involved in this lawsuit for a number of years. There has been huge call and a lot of drama within the city of Grants Pass and other cities saying that you have to build a low barrier shelter, which means essentially very few, if any, rules at all. And that if you're addicted, you get brought in. And of course, this would be very expensive, especially on small cities like an Ashland or a city of Grants Pass. Do you think that goes away, or do you believe that will come back in a different form in order to comply with state statutes now? What is your overall take on that?
Yeah, I think it's still going to be an issue. Mm-hmm. The community can, you know, looking at the situation just here in Grants Pass or in a city like Medford, is that there is a need for to help these people. Either it's, you know, treatment, or, you know, I don't like the idea of campgrounds, but shelters and so forth. It takes the pressure off of cities, and it takes away that political cover that says, you know, no, what the Gospel Rescue Mission does, that doesn't count. We have to have it low barrier, and because that doesn't count because of the Ninth Circuit or because of the federal injunction. And it does allow other nonprofits to, you know, to start to try to help. I just think, I hope it'll take the pressure off the taxpayers having to fund it, because that term of the homeless industrial complex, it really is a reality when we look at, you know, $24 billion spent in California, and they have no way to account for where all that money was spent. Homelessness got worse. And here at the Grants Pass Gospel Rescue Mission, our results have improved over the years because we provide them a pathway to independence. And that's how we measure success. So I think that the...
Well, I know quite often in Oregon, the measure of success is how much state money is going into your nonprofit group. You know,
that's right.
And I'm sorry to be a little flippant about that, but that seems to be it's not whether you got people off of the homelessness status. It was just like, how much money do you have in your budget, and how many services are you providing, rather than what are the results of those services.
No, it's absolutely right. And the idea is there's a disconnect because the legislators, they pass the budget, they fund the nonprofits, and that's who the nonprofits report to. But nonprofits like the Grants Pass Gospel Rescue Mission, we take zero taxpayer money. We've never taken a dime. It's all voluntary contributions from churches and individuals and private foundations. And if we stop helping the homeless, they'll stop writing checks. It's just that simple. And we're making a positive difference, so we get more support and we're able to help more people. I mean, right now it's going to go before the city, but we want to build, you know, 19 housing units for seniors that right now are living in their cars. And that's something that we're doing, you know, without taxpayer support, just by people that either donate money while they're alive, other people put us in their will or in their trust. So when they pass away, money goes to the Grants Pass Gospel Rescue Mission. So we're trying to make a positive difference in different ways, but it's not one size fits all. And that's what the Ninth Circuit tried to, that's what the Supreme Court criticizes them, because judges are in no place to try to put down edicts on how cities can deal with homeless addiction and so forth.
Now, this will be a very interesting situation moving forward, because, as you said, the battle is going to continue here, because it took many years to get to this point, and it's not going to be solved instantly, that is for sure. Richard Emmons on the board of the Gospel Rescue Mission in Southern Oregon. We had someone on hold here for a while. Did you want to comment on that, caller? Welcome.
I could. I was just there's an United Way did a study about a year ago about homelessness compared to how many vacant houses there are in America. And I'm just looking for the KMED web Facebook page. I'll post it over there.
Oh, it's just, this is Dave from the Bay Area, isn't it? Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so the in California, there's about 5 empty houses to every homeless person. And in back east, there's as many as 118 empty houses for every homeless person.
All right, David, I kind of know where you're going. So you're thinking that empty houses should be redistributed? Is that kind of where you're going?
Well, down here about a year and a half ago, we decided in a referendum to tax the crap out of landlords that were keeping their places empty so they could keep the prices high. And so this evil kind of plot has spread all around the country, and you can go to Airbnb as a part of it, of that they're keeping places empty. They can make more money in 2 days with Airbnb than renting the house to a family.
Okay, well, go ahead and post that or send an email at bill@billmeyershow.com. That certainly may contribute to some of it. I appreciate the call, David. I'm not convinced, though, that our overall problem here with homelessness, of drug-addicted homelessness, is related to Airbnbs keeping some homes empty. Richard, I don't know if anybody brings that up to you either, but what do you think before we take off?
You know, I've heard of that, and that may impact it some. If you want to get to the root of the problem in Oregon of why there's not more homes, it's Senate Bill 100 passed in 1973. Under Republican Governor Tom McCall. That is the root of the number of houses and apartments. There would be more homes built if home builders had reasonable rules in place, if land use planning was done at the county level as it's done in the other 49 states.
But as it is in the state of Oregon, the state dictates essentially the where and how you can build homes in the state of Oregon, and it's not done that way anywhere else. It was all done under the guise of ending sprawl and saving farmland, but as I've often said on the show here, Richard, is that one person's sprawl is another person's individual affordable home, and I know people don't want to look at that, but that is a root issue when it comes to the availability of homes, because Oregon is not very highly developed, as you well know, as far as most of the land is not developed, vast majority of it.
Oh, it's beyond vast majority. 98% of the land in Oregon is open space. It's either timberland or it's farmland, and less than 2% is developed, and less than 1% is zoned residential. So it's, imagine, the pioneers that were courageous enough to start the Oregon Trail. And they survived all the way to get to Oregon, and then they arrive and they're told you can only build on 1% of the land.
Yeah, they would have looked askance at that for sure, all right? Hey, Richard, burning up some time here. I'm just out of time, but thank you for sharing a few moments and talking about the Gospel Rescue Mission, because you were part and involved in this case, just as the city of Grants Pass, as all of our cities here, had a dog in this fight of the homelessness issue. And just to be clear, once again, the Supreme Court ruled this week that homelessness is not a status protected by the Eighth Amendment's prohibition on cruel and unusual punishment, which means that we got a lot of work to do. Thank you so much. We always appreciate that. Take care.
Thank you, Bill.
It is 8:45, and you're on KMED and 99.3 KBXG in Grants Pass.
We've heard it all.
A wind gust blew me off the road.
I suppose yield can take on several meanings.
My hood got karate chopped by a railroad crossing gate.
I need to avoid visual distractions. They're distracting.
But the reason you need auto body repair doesn't matter to us as much as making your car look new again, and the process easy for you. At Lithia Body and Paint, we've been getting drivers back on the road since 1946. Service, speed, accuracy. That's Lithia Body and Paint on Bullock Road in Medford.
The purchase of another gutter manufacturing machine has spurred speculation at the offices of Fontana Roofing.
Yes, we'll custom fabricate them on site in your choice of 30 colors and includes heavy duty hangers, zinc plated screws, and complete downspouts. Great. Talk to you soon.
Another quote?
Yep. They're deciding between copper, steel, or aluminum. All will last decades. Even when they're occasionally plugged, they can handle the weight of water and leaves.
And space dust. Researchers have calculated about 5,200 metric tons of micrometeorites fall to Earth every year.
Ooh, what about bird poo? I'm guessing that's got to be in the millions of tons dropping from the sky every day into the gutters.
Fontana Roofing manufactures sturdy, custom gutter systems to withstand just about whatever lands on your roof. Call Fontana Roofing for your next set of gutters. Visit FontanaRoofingServices.com.
Rhonda talks about her experience with Clouser Drilling.
Kevin came right out. The thing that really stood out to me, we could see the years of experience in the quality of their work. And that just showed us what great communication that they have. I wouldn't hesitate to recommend Clouser Well Drilling. They were great to work with.
Clouser Drilling has the experience and the equipment to handle the most challenging conditions. Visit ClouserDrilling.com. That's ClouserDrilling.com.
Bicoastal Media's 2024 Best of Southern Oregon magazine, presented by Dusty's Transmissions, is publishing in July. Thank you to all of our winners and advertisers who will appear in the coming edition. In the meantime, you can visit bestofsouthernoregon.com to flip through the current magazine and find all of Southern Oregon's best suppliers of goods and services. Also, please email rvcontact@bicoastal.media if your business is interested in being a pickup location for the 2024 Best of Southern Oregon magazine.
106.3 KMED, and this is the Bill Myers Show.
Wow, what a morning. And happy to take a few more of your calls here in just a moment. But the first thing that I want to do, because we've had so much heaviness, is that you need a laugh this weekend. And on BritFest.org, you can get tickets right now for Asking for Trouble, the Asking for Trouble comedy tour. And you know, we've been talking about that all this week. And I ended up talking with Colin Mockery last Friday, you know, about this. And it's from Whose Line Is It Anyway? You got Brad Sherwood, Colin Mockery. They're taking suggestions from the audience, and they're doing improv with it. It's going to be this Sunday night. You can go to BritFest.org, buy your tickets right now. It's all ages. It's wonderful for the family. Might be a little naughty occasionally, you know, who knows, but nothing all that serious, right? You're certainly not going to be getting your typical comedic F-bombs and left-wing bias, you know, coming out in comedy. It's not going to be like that at all. Just go out there and have a great time. And I have a pair of tickets. It's actually reserved seats for you. If you are number, we're going to go with caller 10, okay? 770-5633, 770-KMED. And we'll just do that here in just a moment, get you all set up. And you come down here and get your tickets today. You're going to Brit on Sunday night, you go out there, you have a little bit of wine, maybe some nice food there with you, bring your little cooler. All right, caller 10, and we'll do that next, okay?
It's heating up outside. Hi, this is Lisa from Kelly's Automotive Service in Grants Pass in Medford. And now is the time to check your air conditioning and cabin air filters. A clogged filter can affect the performance of your air conditioning, and you want your family breathing the freshest air possible. As summer goes on, suppliers start charging more for Freon, so now is a great time to get in. Call us for an appointment today. You can find us online at kellysautomotive.com. Kelly's Automotive Service, where we service your vehicle, but take care of you.
News is sponsored by Valley View Nursery, your only nursery with online pricing. Visit valleyviewnursery.com. They're closer than you think.
From the KMED News Center, here's what's going on. The Darlene 3 fire near Lapine has grown to over 3,900 acres. It's 42% contained. Numerous level 3 and 2 evacuations still are in place. Winds have blown the fire over containment lines on the east side of that fire. Meanwhile, the Upper Applegate fire is at 937 acres. It's 65% contained. All of the growth has been within containment lines. Grants Pass police officers were dispatched to the Holiday Inn on Agnes Avenue for a reported theft of firefighting equipment from U.S. forestry trucks used to fight the Upper Applegate fire. The thieves took thousands of dollars of hotshot backpacks, emergency fire shelters, first aid kits, and chainsaws. A federal appeals court has sided with environmental groups putting a halt to logging private land that was once part of the Elliott State Forest. The Ninth Circuit Court ruled logging mature trees on the 355-acre parcel would violate the Endangered Species Act because it would harm the marbled murrelet. Bill London, KMED.
It's 8:51 at KMED and 99.3 KBXG. And let me just see how many tickets I have here. I want to. Ooh, I have more than I thought. An extra pair. All right. So let me just go to caller 10 first. We'll just go to this line. Hi, good morning. KMED, KBXG. Hi. Who's this?
This is Michelle.
Michelle, how are you today? Would you like to go to Brit Festival and see the...
You're kidding me.
No, I'm not. Would you like to go?
I email you all the time.
Oh,
I would love to.
Granny,
you're a winner.
Granny, you're a winner. You're one winner, okay?
Thank you.
Hang on. You know, see, nothing makes me feel better than to send a granny to Brit on Sunday to enjoy some great physical comedy, some great improv, wonderful stuff. But it just so happens that I have... one more. I had more than I thought. I love this when I have more of it. Guys, I mean, I can give it to another person. Let me go to line 4. Hi, good morning. Who is this?
This is Sean.
Sean, where you live?
Out in Grants Pass.
Okay. Well, guess what? You're going to Brit. You good with that?
I'm good with that. Excellent.
All right. We're going to send you to Colin Mochrie and Brad Sherwood, the Asking for Trouble Tour at Brit Festival this Sunday night, 8:30. It's going to be a beautiful time, and I know you're going to enjoy this. And I guess do you have any friends that want to go with you, or maybe someone close to you? You going to head out?
Oh, I think I can find somebody.
Okay, I'll bet you will. Well, you'll have more friends now. Hang on just a moment. I'll be right with you, Sean, all right? 8:52, and gosh, a lot of fun. We'll send both Granny and Sean to a Brit Festival this coming Sunday. And by the way, we are so happy to have co-sponsored this along with Pacific Power. It's Colin Mochrie, Brad Sherwood, and it's Asking for Trouble, the Asking for Trouble Tour. In fact, you can still get tickets right now at BritFest.org.
This hour of the Bill Myers Show is brought to you by Johnson Builders, Southern Oregon's leading authority on post-frame and steel buildings for over 20 years.
Drake's Paint and Supply, your only locally owned paint store, is now open in South Medford. The South Medford store offers the same top-quality Benjamin Moore paint and stain and all the equipment and supplies the North Medford and Grants Pass stores offer, with the legacy of service and value Drake's is known for. Drake's Paint, your local Benjamin Moore dealer, with 3 Rogue Valley locations to serve you in North Medford on North Pacific Highway, Grants Pass in the Parkway Village, and now in South Medford between Central and Riverside, just north of where the two combine.
Service is the difference with Sweetwater Sanitation, your experts for sanitation services and portable restrooms. From pumping septic tanks, grease traps, even holding tanks, Sweetwater Sanitation brings 20 years and 2 generations of experience. And as a DEQ-certified maintenance provider, Sweetwater Sanitation can inspect, service, and repair your septic tank, which should be pumped every 3 to 5 years. Call 541-821-1426 and visit swsmodoc.com. Sweetwater Sanitation, where service is the difference.
Getting quality employees to fill positions in your company is essential, but finding those people can be a major hassle, unless you use ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter makes finding quality people a breeze, and right now you can try it for free at ziprecruiter.com/free. With ZipRecruiter, one click sends your job to hundreds of top job sites. But more than that, ZipRecruiter's advanced technology identifies the candidates with the skills you need, sends you a list of great matches to review, then actively invites them to apply for your job. And the results speak for themselves. 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. That's right, the first day. Now you can focus on your business and let ZipRecruiter do the work finding the best people for you. See for yourself. Experience the ease, efficiency, and power of ZipRecruiter for free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
American Rancher Garage, United in Service.
American Rancher Garage services most vehicles and offers state-of-the-art amenities, affordable pricing, and prompt service you can trust. If you're looking for a reliable, full-service automotive repair shop that provides old-fashioned service to keep you and your busy life moving, you've found it right here, just across the street from Elmer's on Biddle. Call, stop by, or text us through our website at AmericanRancher.com. 541-499-6673. American Rancher Garage, we are united through service.
Millett Construction has been a general contractor for 40 years. For the last 20 years, they've specialized in foundation repair and replacement. If you have sloping floors, cracks in walls, and windows and doors that are hard to open, you have a foundation problem that's only getting worse. At Millett Construction, they not only fix your foundation and level your house, they solve the water problem that's causing the damage. Get on solid ground. Call Millett Construction for a free estimate. Visit MilletteConstruction.com. CCB number 32787.
If you have an Alexa device, you can listen to great news and talk anytime by first asking Alexa to enable KMED. After enabling the skill, you can listen to the most popular talk personalities like Bill Meyer and Lars Larson, plus local news and weather 24 hours a day by just asking Alexa to play KMED. Alexa streaming on KMED is made possible by Megan McPherson at Farmers Insurance, Father and Son Jewelry, Hardcastles Trailers, and Pacific Healthcare Training.
Welcome back to the Bill Meyer Show, 106.3 KMED.
Appreciate you, your listenership this morning. Very busy, very intense. Great news coming out of Supreme Court for the most part, as we have just mentioned here, how we move with homelessness forward. Yeah, we got a lot going on. A lot of work yet to do, okay? Some emails of the day before we wrap for the weekend and maybe decompress a little bit. And that's sponsored by Dr. Steve Nelson and Central Point Family Dentistry. CentralPointFamilyDentistry.com. You don't have dental insurance, they have a dental plan which works a lot like it and fewer restrictions, maybe better benefits. CentralPointFamilyDentistry.com. Get your appointment today. And a lot of people writing about the debate, and we'll talk more about that on Monday. Terry writes about the debate. Bill, I can't believe I sat through the entire debate, but yes, I did. President Trump, absolutely better than President Biden, but it was a low bar. It was after the debate that something stood out to me. Dr. Jill clapping and dancing around the stage was disgusting. She had the mic, and she was leading the group in calls for 3 more years or 4 more years. She should be ashamed of herself. I knew the day her husband came out of his basement to run for president that he had dementia. I saw it in his eyes, and I said so to every liberal who I felt wouldn't resort to calling me some nasty name. Incidentally, not one of them has admitted that I was right. I knew because I have seen that lost look in the eyes of my father and a very dear friend. Dr. Jill, not a good individual who wanted to be the first lady at the expense of her husband, and she's letting him run again. Interesting. Gino says in here this morning, Bill, I wonder how many people will get this. Now that Hank Reardon will be our president, I'd like to suggest some cabinet appointments. Dagny Tabbert for transportation secretary, Midas Mulligan for treasurer, and John Galt for energy czar. Yeah, yep, I get it, Gino. I get it. Yeah, who is John Galt anyway? Atlas shrugging. We hope it doesn't shrug too well. Be well this weekend. The email, Bill at BillMeyerShow.com. We'll talk more on Monday. Promise.
Whether you need a weathertight garage for your vehicles and toys, a functional workshop, an ideal barn for your horses, or an oversized covered riding arena, Johnson Builders has you covered. Choose from a variety of maintenance.